Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. A celebration of life for a five-year-old Wichita boy whose body was found months after he disappeared will be open to the public. The family of Lucas Hernandez says the memorial service will be June 30th at 1 p.m. at Wichita State University's Eugene Hughes Metropolitan Complex. The funeral announcement says the family wanted to offer all those touched by Lucas' short life and his death the chance to say goodbye. Fire officials asked residents near a biofuels plant in southwest Kansas to evacuate their homes as they fought a fire at the plant.
Ford County Fire Lieutenant James Warnke said the fire at the EGE plant near Mineola was contained to the plant after about 4 hours Tuesday. He said crews were waiting for the blaze to burn out at the plant. Mineola is located about 150 miles west of Wichita. No injuries were reported. The Kansas Department of Agriculture says the plant manufactures additives for fertilizer that are designed to keep fertilizer from drifting into the air and also might work with ethanol. Warnke said there are fewer than 10 homes in the 4-mile evacuation radius around the plant. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council has approved up to $100 million in bonds for Wesley Medical Center at Central and Hillside. The bonds will finance the cost of remodeling and equipping portions of the facility. Wesley plans to hire 66 new employees as part of this investment at an average annual salary of $60,000. At its annual policymaking meeting in Chicago, the American Medical Association acted on doctors' demands to take a stronger stand against gun violence.
Many AMA members are gun owners themselves, but as a San Jose trauma surgeon told the group, there's a place to start and this should be it. And members voted to press for a ban on assault weapons by a vote of 446 to 99. The AMA still has a lot of clout with Congress, with a quarter million members feeling a new urgency as gun deaths mount, 40,000 a year by their count, including suicides, and rising. But members also voted to encourage better training to teach doctors how to recognize patients at risk for suicide. And guns are still an also-ran when it comes to health threats. Heart disease and cancer kill over 600,000 people each year. Lung disease and Alzheimer's over 100,000 deaths each. Even diabetes takes twice as many lives as guns. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
A new study says the prescription drugs you're on may cause depression, and you may not even know about it.
If you're feeling depressed, you may want to check the side effects produced by any meds you may be taking. University of Illinois researchers have been studying medication use of more than 26,000 people and say they found more than a third of people are taking drugs that may cause depression or increase the risk of suicide. And because these drugs are so common and have nothing to do with depression, patients may not be aware of the threat. The researchers say more than 200 common drugs like blood pressure medication, antacids, and painkillers have depression or suicide listed as potential side effects. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Good weather helped boost attendance at last week's Wichita River Festival. Wichita Festival Inc. President Mary Beth Jarvis tells KNSS News how attendance is measured.
What we do is, you know, for things like concerts, we'll take overhead pictures and use grids and count. And then in other things, we base it off of, numbers in terms of food court sales, that kind of thing. Some events we use clickers and specifically count everybody coming in. So it's a mixture of art and science.
Riverfest attendance is estimated at 460,000 this year compared to about 410,000 last year. Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The wheat harvest is underway in south-central Kansas, and it looks like the weather pattern is certainly going to improve over the next few days to get things done. We may see a shower or thunderstorm early on, but cloudy throughout most of the day with a high 89. Tonight's low 72, and as high pressure builds in tomorrow, will be windy and 96. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 73 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 5 miles per hour. 6:33 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Some Massachusetts residents are hoping to set a world record for the largest paper airplane. The Revolving Museum of Fitchburg revealed a 64-foot-long plane at the Fitchburg Municipal Airport yesterday. There's no plan to fly the contraption.
It's not a paper airplane.
It weighs nearly a ton with all the glue and shellac on it. Fitchburg artist Jerry Beck says he wanted to break the world record for the largest paper airplane to take flight, but the hangar it was built in was too small to accommodate a wide enough wingspan to support it. A construction crane held the plane aloft. Two people measured the plane at 64 feet 8 and 6 inches long, which Beck says makes it the largest of its kind. He's asking Guinness World Records to add a new category so it can win. Yeah, I'm with you.
It's got to be able to fly. It's a statue.
Yeah, it's just.
It's not a paper airplane. It's a statue.
Right.
It looks like a paper airplane.
Stationary.
Come on now.
You know.
Or a mobile.
Yeah.
If it's hanging from a crane. But it's not a paper airplane doesn't fly.
Obviously, this gentleman was, raised in that generation where I want you to feel good, so I'll give you a trophy too, right? Maybe not.
Guinness has got to turn that down.
No. An Ohio man who ran from a traffic stop and then found himself clinging by his hands to a window ledge has been literally caught by police waiting below. Youngstown, Ohio police say 21-year-old Darion Mitchell jumped out of a car, fled on foot Sunday afternoon when officers responded to a report of multiple gunshots having been fired. Police say officers chased Mitchell into a home, and while hanging by his hands from a window ledge, he tried to put himself inside when he saw two police officers beneath the window. Mitchell instead lost his grip, fell into the officer's arms, and was arrested after a brief struggle. He's been charged with felony fleeing and eluding. So he's hanging by his hands, and he let go.
It's like something you see in a movie.
Yeah. 6:35 now, Steve and Ted, and I'll tell you what, had a pretty good conversation yesterday at City Hall. You may have heard Rodney Price's update a few minutes ago. It went on for quite a while. Citizens talking about, we want the pool in our neighborhood and another neighborhood.
Yeah, long discussion about swimming pools yesterday.
If you heard it, they went round and round, tried a couple of different ideas to take it, and then finally they're just going to delay the vote and maybe find out some more information as to where to put that swimming pool. They're talking about the Edgemore and McAdam Park, McAdam, right? So they're not too far apart, a few miles. But what they're doing is they're honing this down to what? Four swimming pools.
Well, that Edgemore pool's been closed for years.
Yeah, four swimming pools and just four pools and the rest are these water parks. And Mayor Longwell has told us, there are within, a short driving distance, hundreds of swimming pools in this town. Public and private, obviously. And he really likes these water parks because it gives... They can keep them open longer. They're less costly to run, and people can go and cool off. Kids can play in them. Don't have to worry about drowning. But my take on it is there ought to be some place where kids can learn to swim. That's the idea. I was very insistent when my children were little to get them both swimming lessons, teach them to swim. I think that's something that needs to be done. Saw a story. We saw this one of the networks last night. They were running a story about an athlete. I can't remember who it was, famous soccer player or somebody. And their toddler, like this 18-year-old child, there was all these adults sitting around talking, and nobody noticed that the kid went out and fell in the swimming pool and drowned. And I'm thinking, every time I see a story like that, and I don't want to judge people because it's a tragedy, but how can you let a toddler get out of your sight, especially if there's a pool around? I mean, I don't think my children got out of our sight till they were in high school, Ted. Maybe that's too protective. On the other hand,
a kid that when something little, like this happens,
you just say, come on, keep track of your children. And I know they can toddle off. My gosh, they can go a long way. Anyway, we're talking about the swimming pools, and of course, swimming pools, big part of mine growing up. How about you, Ted? You and your family, pool people when you were a kid?
Not overly, but I did take swimming lessons when I was 6 or 7 at the College Hill pool.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Of course, and I had about a block and a half from my house, where we grew up out in Westlink, there was this Westlink pool was there. And because there were so many baby boomers in that neighborhood, Ted, in the early mid-60s, they built another pool at Harvest Park. So they had two municipal pools within a mile of each other at one time. So that was probably a little overdone, but at the same time, like I said,
That was a time when that area of town had so many young kids because of the baby boomers mm-hmm. growing up there. We kept both of them busy. Anyway, they're going to debate this and maybe make a decision here in a week or two with the city council on where to locate that swimming pool. But it was lively, I guess, for a while there.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good
spirited discussion yesterday.
Spirited discussion. Way to put it, Ted.
Let's call it that.
Okay. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Closed positive with triple-digit gains in July, scoring a new high for the current move. On the close yesterday, August live cattle 12 cents higher, 104.30. August feeder cattle 15 lower, 145.80. In July, lean hogs $2 and a nickel higher at 81.45. The wheat futures led the higher closes that the wheat, corn, and soybean futures had yesterday. And despite the big upside in wheat, it had the least amount of price-friendly news from our USDA report yesterday. The U.S. ending stocks were mostly lower for the grain and the soybeans in the report. The only world ending stocks that were lower was corn. Profit-taking and a reality check has pulled grain prices overnight to the downside. And this afternoon, we'll find out if and how much the Feds raise interest rates. At the moment, July KC wheat 7.5 cents lower at $5.46. July corn down 2.5 at $3.75. July soybeans trading 9 cents lower at $9.45. July crude oil 37 cents lower at $65.99. August gold $1.70 lower at $1,297.70. September S&P 5.75 points higher at $27.94. June dollar index 3 cents higher at 93.83. In September, Dow Jones futures 43 points higher at 25,358. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
You know, Ted, I was out down near Harper the other night at a friend's ranch farm, and the custom cutters were going to, they were cutting the wheat and whatnot. I told you about this Monday, but.
Right.
The thing that I was thinking, that combine is a heck of a piece of equipment, obviously. What does a new one cost? What would a person have to pay for a brand new combine?
It depends on the size and everything.
Sure.
But you're looking somewhere between $300,000 to $350,000.
Yeah. So, you know, this is one of the reasons that farmers have to sometimes get a little credit going and whatnot. But can you get a used one at a better price?
You can buy used ones, you can buy good used ones, you know, with low hours on them. But, you know, the one thing to think about a combine is, and it all depends on, you know, what you're raising, if you're only a wheat farmer or if you have wheat, corn, and soybeans, no matter what, you still only use that piece of equipment, that big investment, just a few weeks out of the entire year.
Right, right.
And that's a pretty big investment considering how little you actually use it time-wise.
So time-wise, but how long can you go, 15, 20 years on one of them, or even more than that, do you think?
Well, you can do that, but most don't.
Okay.
And it all depends. There's no easy answer to that, you know. The thing is, it's like anything, the sooner you can trade up, the more value the one you have has. Mm-hmm. The longer you keep it, the less value it's going to have, too. And it all depends on how much you use them.
All right. Okay, thank you, sir. We appreciate it. 6:42 now, Steve and Ted. That is the Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. What do I do with all this money? Ted Woodward asks himself that every day, and we may have the answer coming up, because that's a question we're going to put to Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. That's coming up with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.